back to your reaction this morning on the deal. William in Belfast. Morning, William.
Morning, Steve.
Go ahead, William.
Do you ever point out to Bumper that everything has to be paid for? Public services have to be paid for. Bumper's beloved party left a note. There's no money left. He's not realised these evil Tories have 2 million people back to work, growth of 3%, and the economy's turning around so much that Europe wants 1.7 billion back.
Well, for a start, Bumper Grimm is not affiliated to the Labour Party.
He would be sympathies towards it, and the unions are. That is fact.
Carmel, do you take William's point? This all has to be paid for.
This assumption that all trade unionists support the Labour Party. The Labour Party in what's happening is just every bit as bad as the Tories.
Oh, nice.
Absolutely, every bit as bad as the Tories. Right. They have accepted the myth.
Let me speak. All right.
You're in NIPSA, by the way.
Yes.
So you're going to support this proposed strike action?
Of course I am. Because, listen, I listened very carefully to what Simon Hamilton said, Stephen, and I'm shocked that possibly about half two today, they're going to have an agreement to basically shut the lights out in Northern Ireland. And I tell you what, I'm frightened as well.
You have an agreement to keep the lights on.
I tell you what, I'm frightened as well because we know that we've just come through the troubles. Hopefully we're out the other side of it. But every now and again, we get a wee flavour of just how bad it can be. And let's be honest, joblessness, poverty help fuel the troubles. When people have less money and they have no hope, then they turn to other issues.
William?
And what I've heard, let me just say, Stephen,
the most interesting thing here is that the Labour Party is now bodies as well as the Tories. So where would this lead?
Let's not get caught up in that between Labour and the Tories. Let's talk about the reality here in Northern Ireland. Carmel's clearly
has to be paid for. Everything. You need money to pay for it, and the only way to pay for that is a successful economy. If you haven't got the money, you can't spend it. And this
Will you tell me how the economy...
trying to get into it. Immigrants are trying to get into it. It's such a poor...
Oh, give me a headpiece. What?
And not give your headpiece. You need to give the country a break. I want to know...
Can you tell me how the successful...
into the economy.
Tell me how successful this country's going to be if you take less money out of it. Let me ask you this. There's going to be cuts to welfare reform. There's 800 people in Ballymena and Gallagher's about to lose their job, potentially going to be relying on welfare reform. Going to be asked, how many bedrooms do you have in your house? Is that fair? Is that growing the economy in Northern Ireland?
We're talking about
a destruction of services. They're taking money out of the pockets of the poor, and once again, they're giving it to the rich. They're talking about, for talk's sake in Northern Ireland, cuts in corporation tax.
Bedroom tax is a bit of a misnomer, isn't it? Because the deal that the DUP are proposing would have no bedroom, so-called bedroom tax in Northern Ireland.
That's not true, by the way, Stephen, so I think maybe we need to check.
It is true.
On that. No, it isn't.
They negotiated an exception.
They're talking about potentially for current people. They're not talking about for future claimants.
Well, I think you'll find the latest announcement was including future as well.
Even leaving that aside.
Right, so you're wrong and I'm right.
But there are huge cuts in welfare reform. The bedroom tax has been the highlight figure. There are huge cuts below
that. Okay, go ahead, William.
Stephen, the interesting thing about this is scaring people. People are actually dying to get into this country, immigrants. They're having to stop them in France. We're not on the breadline. Obviously, there's problems. But if you come back in a year's two's time, all this evil Tories cuts and everything else, it's all just blown up too much for the left.
We will
survive. People will not starve.
Are you aware there's a deficit of 53 million already in the Belfast Trust? The Belfast Health
Unions out of scaremongering.
The Belfast Health.
Okay, what is your view, William, on what we're hearing this morning about the possibility now of strike action across Northern Ireland because of this?
We're going to go back to the 80s, which Thatcher had to deal with. Pathetic. It's just greed, greed, greed. Give us more, give us more. Unions, trying to bigger...
Do you know some of my members are not even getting the minimum wage? Do you know that? There's public servants running around who are not getting the minimum wage.
Do
you tell me that's greed? I tell you where the greed is. The greed is in people who put claims in to heat their moat, to heat their stables for their horses. That's greed. There's a billionaire cabinet planning that to happen. And you're telling me there's greed on people in the streets in Northern Ireland who don't have the minimum wage. You need to get real.
I have no time for banks. Bankers need to be regulated, but so do unions. That's where it is. We are the sandwich in the middle.
We need the people of Northern Ireland.
Greedy
stand them together.
Trade unionists.
We need the people of Northern Ireland to stand together. We need private and public sector workers to stand together. We need people who are unemployed, who are suffering welfare cuts. We need people from both communities to stand together. We are one community, and we need to stand together and tell the Tory government that we are not
Tories again
to turn the lights off in Northern Ireland.
Okay, final word to you, William.
Listen, that is the usual. I want one people. We want all together. We want a balanced economy with no muscle power from union and certainly no greedy bankers.
Okay, William and Carmel, thank you very much indeed. So that interview that we've just played you from Samuel Hamilton, let's just summarise, will we, what we've learned from it. So he's telling us that a budget deal is on the cards, expected to be finalised at this meeting today. What else did he say? Well, listen to it carefully. Let's just take this from memory. He says that pain is to come in terms of cuts and funding pressures for a number of years. So pain is to come. He's made it clear there is no agreement on welfare reform. That's one of the big issues, of course, on the agenda of the party talk. So no agreement on that. So that they're still fighting over that. Public sector employees, as we've been discussing on Nolan this morning, they're going to feel some of the pain, says the finance minister. He says there will be job losses. There will be pay restraint. The executive has chosen not to push pain on households. We know this, like water charges, like lifting the rates cap. So there's no indication whatsoever that they're going to go down that route. So it's going to be pay restraint for public sector workers instead. And we know some other likely details of the budget, given the comments that Sammy Wilson, the former finance minister, has made in the show recently. He spoke, for instance, about the executive raising money through selling off assets. So quite a lot of detail within the Sammy Wilson interview a couple of days ago and now the finance minister's interview with the Nolan Show last night. And the reaction this morning from the union NIPSA, they're going to strike, or at least they're going to contemplate it.
We're in discussion with other unions, and we certainly are looking at the strong possibility of industrial action happening in the result of if these cuts are forced through.
So you're contemplating bringing your men and women onto the streets?
Yes. I mean, if it's good enough for politicians when they want to bring their supporters out on the streets, we'll bring the people of Northern Ireland out on the streets to show that they're not prepared to continue to live in a situation whereby all we have are Northern dogs in the Northern Ireland executive, nodding away at the behest of the Secretary of State and George Osborne.